When we speak about deep, relaxing meditation on the state of your body and the tools of your mind, the erotic potential is quite obvious. You are in a more open place now, with your body relaxed and the noise on the signal lines of your mind, your senses, reduced, relaxed. Feelings now come through clearer than they did before you began, more intensely, without obstruction or prevention. And that's all right. That's exactly what you were looking for anyway, to find a place inside where you can experience unique, interesting, new things. You would find if you stimulated your body's erogenous zones or your genitalia directly, the sensation would be more pure, more absolute, a kind of resonating pleasure that bounces around your quieted mind along with these words and makes you feel a general sense of pleasure, sure, but also whichever particular sensations, wherever you run your hands, and wherever a lover might caress. But in this deep open place, we can also talk about your thoughts, and about associations, anchors, between sensations, trains of thought, fantasies, and parts of your body. We all have zones annexed to pleasure, parts of our body which are not directly sexual, but stimulate us in arousing ways. Nipples are a good example, of course, running your fingers over them, feeling a lover's warm breath on your nipples or the nape of your neck, generates a warm, titillating kind of pleasure that makes the rest of your body hotter and hornier, singing out with desire, without the urgency of hands stimulating between your legs. Likewise, maybe you like the back of your neck, or behind your ears to be stimulated, or to have someone whisper sexy words to you. Be it your body or your brain, you have plenty of stimuli above and beyond just moving your hands between your legs and beginning the industrious masturbation of climax. Because these other small stimuli exist, they all have a connection to your mind, to your body. They're all wired to the pleasure center of your brain. They all send their stimulus, which makes you shiver. When you discover something you like, some particular word, some particular place you want to have touched, something as simple as someone giving you a nice back rub, which turns you on without even being about touching you directly. It isn't inherently sexual. Your mind adds the sexiness, the stimuli and the pleasure. Because you have anchored something, some sensation or fetish or idea or concept or a particular kind of gentle, searching, wonderful caress, you have anchored such things, erogenous zones, mental stimuli, to your pleasure, to the idea of pleasure, and they may indeed constitute different flavors of sensation, variances from the norm, but all these feelings are part of you. When you're deep, drowsy, relaxed, and the busy requirements of the outside world have stepped out of the way, thinking about your own associated pleasures, your own thinking, the anchors of your consciousness, well, it becomes easier and easier to consider how to modify, how to reconnect those signal lines between stimuli and your pleasured mind. It can be difficult to experience the same pleasure from, say, a lover's hot, breathy voice in your ear, as you do from direct stimuli between your legs. Rubbing your nipples provides a different, more relaxed pleasure than directly stimulating between your legs as well. Masturbation carries a good place where pleasure resonates and leaves you shuddering and gasping. But isn't it so much better if it's mixed with other pleasures? So why not allow the anchors, the signal lines, to connect? Visualize how it works inside of you. Pick some stimulus you like, some stimuli you know gets you hot, other than mere masturbation. Think of stimuli in your nipples, warm breath against your ear, or a searching, hot, invasive kiss on your lips, or someone staring into your eyes, or whatever else in particular makes you hot and horny. The stimuli will be unique to you. When you stimulate yourself, when you masturbate toward climax, let yourself feel those other sensations as well. Connect them and recall them from your memory, as if stimulating one place that feels good to you were stimulating them all at once. When you feel any kind of sexual stimulus, your warm, horny body, which remembers this deep place, will let the signal wires interconnect, so you'll also feel all the other stimuli. When your erogenous zones are touched, places you find arousing, it will also cause you to feel heat and arousal as your hands slide between your legs. Any stimulus that makes you hot, horny, achy, sends signals all over your body, to every place you find even slightly arousing, turning up your sensitivity on all of them until you can exist in a state of overpleasured full-body bliss, perhaps groaning in intensity of the sensation, perhaps losing yourself to the fact that when you masturbate, you also stimulate, now, all your other erogenous zones at the same time. Your mind sends tingling signals, which are answered with a murmur of pleasure, 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 from all over your body. This pleasure mounts and grows. When you stimulate any spot you find sexy on your entire body, the sensation is just as if you were masturbating normally, just as if you were seeking pleasure and climax. Your brain changes the category, the tag, the setting on these extraneous erogenous zones, making them part of your core sexual response. Feel it. Feel how hot that makes you, how your skin, already sensitive in this deep place, feels the resonating tingling touch of one erogenous zone capturing and stimulating them all. Your brain sending signals down the wires of your musculature and causing masturbation to engage a full-body erogenous response from places you barely even thought of as sexual before, but now are unable to forget. Your entire body tingling, feeling it rising. And when climax does arrive, it arrives in all those places you feel good at once. All those connected wires jump-starting your sexual response. You can do things differently. The normal way is not the only way. Stimulate places other than between your legs. Find the spots that already turn you on, and feel how they send stimuli anyway, how they work you toward orgasm. Any arousing caress makes every arousal site on your body react, makes you shiver, or gasp, or arch into the sensation. And that's just fine. To have everything connected like that means there's no part of your body that experiences pleasure in isolation. Not anymore. Now, they all resonate and tingle and shiver together. Every part of you that is able to feel good, every location that you've enjoyed caressing in the past, every little thing that might be done to turn you on, all happens together. Stimulating any sexy spot on your body is stimulating all of them. When you orgasm, it is not localized in your belly or between your legs or in the arching of your back, but in your mind, and now in all of these other erogenous zones as well, generating erotic impulses and sending them together, united, in consensus to your brain, a perfect consensus of your body, all the places you might love to touch, love to have touched, are connected together, sending their shared signal up the clear, perfect lines of your deep, waiting mind, the wires all bundled and connected, sending sparks of pleasure in the best way, which spread back down them into your nerves and muscles and brain and body, to make you feel each stimulus the same as you would feel every stimulus at once. All the good things you can feel at once, resonating, pulsing, vibrating through your nerves and skin and mind and your needy aroused form in its entirety. Every part of you that is sexual, that feels so good to touch or think about or stimulate, is part of the same system. And now when you make one part of you feel good everywhere. And that is so important. Run your fingers over your body, find what feels good, and see how there is more than one way to make your form clench in orgasmic, escaping, interconnected, hot, searching bliss.